Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the Food guys.
We're in that season again, talking about apples. We've been somewhat distracted, I think, about Honeycrisp and late apples. Generally.
Yeah, but there's always the early apples.
Well, I didn't even know much about early apples. I didn't realize that there are some apples that actually ripen in July.
The one that gets nice soft fruit. It's great for sauce.
Gravensteins
are good for that.
Transparent. Yellow transparent, sometimes called white transparent. And it's been a very successful apple for developing new varieties. The Gala is actually a summer apple.
Yes, but it's firm.
Yeah, it's very firm apple. Now, see, that's the other thing. Uh-huh. We forget about the fact that just because it's summer apple doesn't mean that it's a very, let's say, what would be a good term for it?
It would be an apple that would probably not hold its shape in baking.
Right.
And I'm finding if you're at a farmer's market, for example, and you see a variety, the grower says, oh, yeah, it's great for baking. I can never trust that if it's not a variety I'm really familiar with, John.
Exactly.
So I've mentioned this before, but let's say you're confronted with a variety you're not familiar with, or maybe you might be confronted with several varieties you're not familiar with. The easiest thing to do is to make a pie dough, an ordinary pie dough. Peel the apple, cut it into eighths. Take a strip of pastry, wrap it around the apple. Put it in a baking pan, and if you have several different varieties, make sure you have an orientation so that you know where the apples are in which order. You could always mark a pastry with an X or something. Or a drop of red dye. Or
a toothpick with a toothpick. Little flag on it. Or
just stick a toothpick in it. And then you bake it. And then you can test. You see if the apple falls apart.
Exactly.
It's not going to be a good baking apple. But taste it after 20 minutes or so in the oven. And you'll have your answer in terms of whether or not it's a good baking apple.
There's a number of these summer apples, like the Akane, which is an apple that actually originated in Japan, very similar to the Jonathan varieties. It has a good, firm kind of base.
It's a good apple. Macintosh is a good apple, but I would never use an all Macintosh apple pie.
No.
They're great for apple crisps.
There's State Fair. That's a very familiar one, described as divine, aromatic, complex, simply delicious. Summer treat. I have never seen one of those. Molly's Delicious. Have you seen that?
I have not.
That's a mixture of Gravenstein and Golden Delicious. Elkmine. It's a derivative of Cox Orange Pippin with Gravenstein deliciousness. William's Pride. Now, I've had just in the last week since Art Callan dropped by a bag of William's Pride.
And was it good?
William's Pride is one of the great apples I have ever tasted in my life. And it's very short-lived. They don't keep well, as many of these summer apples do not. Gala does.
How would you figure William's Pride in terms of its baking ability?
I would guess it's pretty good because it's a pretty firm, crisp apple. It looks to me like it would hold up. I would test it first. That's really the thing for me to do. If I don't get another bag of them, there won't be any more bags of them. So you got to get these summer apples as quickly as you can. If you're going to the market hoping to find some of these, like Dorset Goldens or these yellow transparents, you won't be finding them if you go after September. They'll last September, but no longer than that. Don't expect to see them in October. A lot of those Macintosh and others, like John and Max and all that, we're going to see those in October. That's not a problem.
Yes.
Definitely look for those state fairs, though, coming up, and some Wolf Rivers. Things of that.
Wolf Rivers are gigantic.
Yeah, very large. It's a pie in itself.
Yeah. If you can find them, if anybody's selling them, buy them if you have a chance.
Buy them if you do. And come back next week for
the Food Guys.